come to the class reunion, but only if you have a craving for terror. For nothing is more terrifying than a party given by the Redeemer.
No, please.
The Redeemer, no matter where you turn, he is there. No matter how far you run, he will track you down. No matter how you scream, he will continue to gather the souls of those who have sinned with the hand that bears the mark of the Son of Satan. The face of terror is never more terrifying than when worn by the Redeemer. First, the Omen. Now, the Redeemer. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents. A Dimension Pictures release.
Will you believe it when you're dead? Dreams lie.
thousands of years. Sometimes thinking that life could be somewhere. And now it's here. Is it just something in your head? Will you believe it when you're dead?
Piper Laurie was frightening in Carrie. She is terrifying as Ruby.
I'm here, Nikki.
Baby, how I want you.
Ruby had a daughter. She was christened in blood, raised in sin. She's sweet 16. Let the party begin. First, there was The Exorcist, then The Omen, and Carrie. But nothing you have seen before could prepare you for what you are going to see in Ruby.
Liar! Liar! Liar!
Ruby, starring Piper Laurie, Stuart Whitman, Roger Davis, and introducing Janet Baldwin. Ruby, a love affair with the supernatural. From Dimension Pictures, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Why are the stars always winking and blinking above? What makes a fella start thinking of falling in love? It's not the season. The reason is plain as the moon. It's just Alma's tune. What makes a lady of 80 go out on the loose? Why does a gander meander in search of a goose? What puts the kick in a chicken? The magic in June. It's just Alma's tune. Listen. Listen.
Please.
There's a lot you're liable to be missing.
Please help me.
Sing it.
I need it.
So wing it. Well, the old way and then the old time. The hurdy-gurdies, the birdies, the crop on the beat. The candy maker, the baker, the man on the street. The city charmer, the farmer, the man in the moon. We'll sing Alma's tune.
the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no immortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
On stage, it's no show for sissies. See two out-of-this-world horror shows in person. See Dr. Ragnar and his nightmare of movie monsters. You'll see the Scream's latest and most horrible movie monsters alive in person. See the teenage Frankenstein, the fly, the colossal beast, the daughter of Dracula, Rodan, and the flying monster. These monsters are not on film, but alive in person on the stage and in the audience. See what happens when teenage Frankenstein meets Dracula's daughter. All this plus stage show number two, Spooks a Poppin'. We warn you, this is the most on stage, in person, two blood-warming horror shows.
Crowd, put it on your rack. We'll be right back. It rests on 13 acres of earth over the very center of hell. The last house on the left. Here is the first motion picture to offer to the daring a look into the final maddening space between life and death. The last house on the left. Caution. To avoid fainting, keep repeating.
It's only a movie. Only a movie. Only a movie.
Sights and sounds far beyond anything you've tested. The Last House on the Left. Offered by Sean Cunningham Films Limited in color. Caution. To avoid fainting, keep repeating.
It's only a movie. Only a movie. Only a movie.
Take as only much as you can.
Only a movie.
Cut the fat off the back of a baboon, boil it down to a pound, get a spoon, scoop the eye from a fly flying backwards. Take the jaws and the paws off a coon. Take your time, ain't life for good cooking. Cause the rest of this mess ain't good looking. freeze from the knees of a demon. Till your pals and gals will come screaming. To the feast, put the beast in the mouth, mouth. They make wine from the spine of their bulldog. It's a test for the best for who stays. At the feast, put the beast in the mouth, mouth. Brush your teeth with a piece of a goose toenail. After death, steal the breath of a drunk in jail. Pull the skin off your friend with a razor blade. In tonight, change tomorrow, and bring back yesterday. Check your hip, bite your lip, and shoot your mother-in-law. Put on your gorilla suit, drink some elbow soup, and have a ball. Get it straight, don't be late, it's time for mad fun. Feast of the Mile Miles has begun. Ah! The beast with the beast of my house. They make wine from the spine and they blow the house. It's a test for the best for who stays. At the feast with the beast of the mouth mouth. At the feast with the beast of the mouth mouth. How they talk, man? They go like this. How about this? 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 What you want when you want to tell them you want some more to eat, man? Well, how about give me some more of that meat there? And pass me some of the inside of that pie. And spread some sweat on it, you know, in between the toes. Yeah, sock it to the ass. But whoo! Sure tastes good, man. Give me some more of that inside soul. Yeah. Hey, what you mean you ain't got no more soul? Keep on eating, man. Ah! Feast of the mouth now. They make wine from the spine of their bulldog. They stick their thumb in their eyeballs and make teeth of olives. Yeah, that's what's happening. Reach into his chest and pull out his ribs, man. Let me bite on that cat's bone. Sock it for me one time. Give him, brother. Give him.
Suicide, it's a suicide. Suicide, it's a suicide. Suicide, it's a suicide. Suicide, it's a suicide.
So you wanna die, commit suicide. Dial 1-800-SINAI line. Far as right, yo, it ain't worth it. Put a rope around your neck and jerk it. The trick didn't work. Your life was fucked up from the first day of birth. After watching Jackie Gleason walk into a precinct, gun down a captain for no fucking reason. And get some LSD or a drink from the bar. Get behind your wheel and crash the car like Desert Storm. Got bombs for the war. Confront an alligator, let it eat you raw. Back to the function, riding the caboose to hell. Dizzy, touch the third rail. You fucked up, chicken. Now you just got fried. Cause it's a suicide.
said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around every once in a while.
Six fucking devils stuffed up playing brave guard. Had the fucking nerve to try to enter my graveyard. I'm the resurrector, be my sacrifice. Commit suicide and I bring you back to life. The first was convinced. Stuck a water hose in his mouth, fat for blast, so his head can explode. Second one said, that's good, but I could top it. Put an axe up to his head and then he chopped it. Blood shot out in every direction. The rats didn't know what to do. I made suggestions. Set your balls on fire. Better yet, go hang yourself with a barbed wire. Three and four fell deep into the spell land. Ran to the zoo, locked themselves in the lion's den. Number five said it ain't worth being alive. Smoked the dust, swain, mixed it with cyanide. The only one who escaped was number six. He went home, sat in the tub and slit his wrist. Yeah, more graves a day. Goodbye, there's no need to cry, cause we all die.
Too. I guess these songs have sold a million copies. Well, I got one to sell a million too. Well, I was out in the graveyard about 12 o'clock. Something hit me, it felt like a rock. I thought it was an owl flying around in the run, but it's just an old ghost digging holes in the ground. He said, wait a minute, boy, wait a minute, wait a minute, boy, I say. Wait a minute, boy, wait a minute, wait a minute before you run away.
I want you.
Like spending a night in the grave. Three of the most macabre experiences ever put on film. Witness the bone-crushing terror in
The Corpse Grinders.
Plus, sinister and terrifying, The Undertaker and His Pals. Fiendish and petrifying, The Embalmer. Due to the highly intense and sinister nature of this program, the producers insist that every person in attendance personally sign a certificate of assurance before being admitted into the theater, certifying each patron of sound mind and body, and that in the event of a coronary insanity or death suffered due to the program, the producers or theater cannot be held liable in any way. Certificates will be handed out for your signing prior to ticket purchase at the box office by special uniformed attendants. A nurse is in attendance at the theater, providing free blood pressure tests to anyone requesting such.
The Corpse Grinders!
Undertaker and his pals, and the Embalmer, the shock of your life.
Living dead. piano. The flames burn glaringly higher, and the eyes that stare through the darkness, though they have no form, there's no need for alarm. Hell, and the laughter unending.
come to the class reunion, but only if you have a craving for terror. For nothing is more terrifying than a party given by the Redeemer.
No, please.
The Redeemer, no matter where you turn, he is there. No matter how far you run, he will track you down. No matter how you scream, he will continue to gather the souls of those who have sinned with the hand that bears the mark of the Son of Satan. The face of terror is never more terrifying than when worn by the Redeemer. First, the Omen. Now, the Redeemer. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. A Dimension Pictures release.
Yeah!
heard strange noises coming from a house on the hill. So I crept up to the window and looked over the sill. My heart almost stopped, I nearly died of fright. By the dim candlelight I saw the strangest sight. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too, dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. Viola the vampire was doing the bop, and everything was rocking at the monster's pop. The bats were flying and the moon was full. The crazy witch doctor was dancing with a ghoul. The organ was playing, but no one was there. And the headless horseman was combing his hair. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too, dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. The old vampire was doing the flop, and everything was rocking at the monster's hop. Empty house up on the hill. The night I saw the monsters dancing, ooh, what a thrill. The wind did howl, the night was black. I nearly lost my mind, I'm never ever going back. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too, dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. Viola the vampire was doing the bop, and everything was rocking at the monster's hop.
Then we heard a shot. I said, Papa got him. Then we heard a scream. Mama smiled and said, bitch, Billy got him. But when I lifted up my eyes, there was Mama in the doorway staring at the floor. And my big brother Billy never did come home no more.
Come to the class reunion, but only if you have a craving for terror. For nothing is more terrifying than a party given by the Redeemer.
No, please.
The Redeemer, no matter where you turn, he is there. No matter how far you run, he will track you down. No matter how you scream, he will continue to gather the souls of those who have sinned with the hand that bears the mark of the son of Satan. The face of terror is never more terrifying than when worn by the Redeemer. First, the Omen. Now, the Redeemer. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. A Dimension Pictures release.
Yeah.
people eater, and they sing of the witch doctor too. I guess these songs have sold a million copies. Well, I got one to sell a million too. Well, I was out in the graveyard about 12 o'clock. Something hit me, it felt like a rock. I thought it was an owl flying around and around, but it's just an old ghost digging holes in the ground. I said, wait a minute, boy, wait a minute, wait a minute, boy, I say. Wait a minute, boy, wait a minute, wait a minute, before you run away.
I want you.
Wait a minute, boy, wait a minute, wait a minute, boy, I say. Wait a minute, boy, wait a minute, wait a minute before you run away. I say, wait a minute, boy, wait a minute, wait a minute, boy, I say.
Here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends you
got no way. You got the body and I got the brain.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt. I pat him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm and slashed my shirt. At first, and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man. This guy was for real. I said, Freddy, how's been an awful mistake here? No further words, and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head. Said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, but threw the covers with his claws. Tried to get me, but my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Oh man, I gotta call Jeff. I gotta call Jeff. Come on, come on. Come on, Jeff, answer. Come on, man. Man, Jeff, wake up, Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock.
Jeff,
in
listen,
what
Jeff,
do you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me. So, don't so go to sleep, Jeff.
Tomorrow,
Jeff, Jeff.
To
Jeff, 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 Jeff.
Welcome to an evening with Karloff, the master of menace in five fright-filled features. Watch breathlessly as the coffin opens to release the terror duck. It's only a gallon bowls, the raven. Join Boris Karloff in the most gruesome day of the undead, Black Sabbath. And there are two more blood-chilling delights. Die, monster, die. And who knows? You may die. Laughing at the comedy of terrors. Five of Karloff's creepiest capers in nightmare colors. And you are invited.
clock strikes 12 and the moon is high. If you listen hard, there's an eerie cry. Then you see a form that appears to fly. That's the ghost of Mary Lee. In a soft white gown with flowing hair, she rides the wind on a wild gray mare. Then she fades in the night on a search somewhere. That's the ghost of Mary Mee. 100 years have been born and died, and still she goes on that endless ride. She seeks the love that once came her way, then disappeared on their wedding day. The winds in the dark seem to sigh and moan. You feel a chill to the very bone. You'll never forget what the night has known. That's the ghost of Mary Mee.
You were brought here for one purpose, necromancy.
A ceremony dating back to the pre-Christian era is the art of reviving the dead. It requires involvement with evil spirits by the person performing the act.
The devil god brings life to the dead.
No, 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 please. No, please.
And
no,
death no, to the living. Necromancy, starring Orson Welles and Pamela Franklin. From Cinerama Releasing, in color, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Evil will have its finest hour when the grave opens and Count Yorga returns to walk among the living.
Wouldn't it be something if vampires did exist?
They do. Not in the classical sense, of course, but there are those who thirst for blood. In fact, thrive on it.
Can the dead desire, can the lifeless lust, can a vampire fall in love and give a normal kiss?
Cynthia, what have I told you? I possess the power to give you eternal life. Right now, this very moment.
I'd say you were marvelously mad.
Count Yorga returns from the land of the dead to seek a mate from among the living. This time, it might be you.
One never knows when he might encounter some of the more unusual truths that exist in this world.
See the return of Count Yorga, the most unearthly love story ever filmed. Here is a vampire picture you can really get your teeth into. In color, rated GP. Evil will have its finest hour when the grave opens and Count Yorga returns to walk among the living.
Wouldn't it be something if vampires did exist?
They do. Not in the classical sense, of course, but there are those who thirst for blood. In fact, thrive on it.
Can the dead desire, can the lifeless lust, can a vampire fall in love and give a normal kiss?
Cynthia, what have I told you? I possess the power to give you eternal life. Right now, this very moment.
I'd could say you were marvelously mad.
Count Yorga returns from the land of the dead to seek a mate from among the living. This time it might be you.
One never knows when he might encounter some of the more unusual truths that exist in this world.
See the return of Count Yorga, the most unearthly love story ever filmed. Here is a vampire picture you can really get your teeth into. In color, rated GP.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob.